Told a story by my wife in the last couple of weeks of a young lady she was talking to. She's only 18, and she asked very sincerely and very earnestly, could you just explain what's the difference between Christmas and Easter? Which some of us might laugh at, but is actually a sign that there's a recognition that these are Christian festivals, but what's the difference? What's so special about each one of them? Both of them have their traditions, don't they? Christmas perhaps more so. Things that we will do the same every year. That particular plate will always hold the Brussels sprouts. We will always sing these carols. That decoration always goes in that place. The traditions make us familiar and secure that this is something we're celebrating, knowing that this is what we always do. But I wonder whether we can maybe take a slightly different perspective this morning. I wonder how many of your Christmas cards in their nativity scenes show two babies. I suspect not many. But the truth is, the Christmas story starts, as we heard earlier, if you were listening closely, it starts with two families and two babies. The first family are called Zachariah and Elizabeth. They are both very old. They're faithful people of God. But Elizabeth is barren. She can't have children. She is socially shamed and would feel disgraced because it would be like she had been rejected by God. It didn't change their faithfulness to God, but it did make them feel outcasts. Oh, dear. Yeah, oh dear. But God could deal with that one. The second family is perhaps more familiar to us, Mary and Joseph. Mary is incredibly young, not yet married, and they're just starting out on their lives together. They got engaged. Now, both of these families have visitations for angels. Both become part of God's incredible plan. In fact, Mary and Elizabeth in these two families, they're cousins. And they both supernaturally get pregnant and end up giving birth just 6 months apart. It's recorded that when Mary and Elizabeth met up during their pregnancies, that the baby in Elizabeth's womb jumped for joy, and Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit. Something very significant is happening. Of course, the two babies are Jesus and John. They're second cousins. They will grow up together. John, who we know as the baptizer, John the Baptist, came as one who would prepare the way of the Lord. John was a prophet. Many thought he was the Messiah that they'd been waiting for. John lived in the wilderness. He was quite an oddball. He wore clothes made of camel's hair and he lived on a diet of locusts and wild honey. He was really quite the oddity, and people would come out. They would travel just to see John. Jesus, well, he was the Messiah, the Saviour, the Son of God, the one that all of Scripture had been talking about and foretelling up to this point. The Bible tells us so much about Jesus, and yet somehow we still miss who he really is. Now, I want to skip ahead from the story where we have babies. I want to skip ahead to where both men, both John and Jesus, are full grown. They're in the middle of their ministries, their life's mission. In fact, John is in prison. He's in prison for telling the king off about who he slept with. In fact, John was in prison for being John. He was quite outspoken. Jesus, well, he's got quite a reputation by this stage. He's got a reputation for radical teaching, miraculous healings and provision of food and wine. And John sends his messages to talk to Jesus. And he says, can you tell us, are you really the Messiah? Are you the one that all Israel has been waiting for? And Jesus responds by telling them to remind John of all they've seen. All they've seen him do, all the miracles. And then he says to the friends, you can find this in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 11. When you went out to see John, what was it that you were expecting to see? A reed blowing in the wind? In other words, he was saying, what are your expectations of John? And I guess that's where I want to, in one sense, start my question to you this Christmas. When it comes to Christmas, what are your expectations? Are they going to be the same old, the same decorations, the same traditions, the same food, a nativity scene with the same old donkey, cows, sheep, stable, star, shepherds, wise men, a couple called Mary and Joseph? Oh, and perhaps you don't even see him, but a baby in a straw-lined manger. Is that the extent of our expectation of what this Christmas season is all about? Of who Jesus is? Is Jesus just snug as a bug in a rug, baby in a manger? Who will be back in the same place next year when we unpack the boxes again next Christmas? Or can we dare to look beyond this? Can we see Jesus, the grown man who approaches John the baptizer, his second cousin, and asks him to baptize him? And if we do, can we remember what John said? John looked and he saw Jesus approaching and he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You see, all of this, all the timings, the locations, the people involved, the miraculous babies, it has all been orchestrated with meticulous timing by God himself. God has a plan to restore mankind, the mankind that walked in darkness. He has a plan to restore them to himself. And his action is to help seek and save those who are distant from him. There are so many prophetic words throughout history, and they are all fulfilled in this very short season that we know called Christmas. You know, one of my very favourite verses in the Bible is found right there at the start of the book of John. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot extinguish it. I don't know what the last 2 years have been like for you, but I think it's fair to say that all we've lived through, with a pandemic and all it's brought, there have been some pretty dark days. For some, particularly dark. For some, particularly troubling. Many still walk through them and we don't know what's ahead of us right now, do we? But here's the truth. We still know that in the darkness, the hope of the light of Jesus still shines through. The light of Jesus shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Jesus is that hope. Jesus is that light. Yes, Jesus is a Christmas baby, a Christ child, a baby born to Mary, a cute baby in a manger. It's all part of God's plan A. So let me draw you back to the beginning. To this young lady who asked, what's the difference between Christmas and Easter? Christmas is where God moved heaven and earth. He aligned planets to make stars shine to allow wise people to come and worship him. God puts his plan in place for the restoration of all mankind to himself. He points forward with hope and light to what we know as Easter, the fulfillment of this plan and a cross that Christ would die on. More of that later on in the year. Christmas is the arrival of the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us. So this is the question I leave you with. When it comes to Christmas, what do you expect to see? Is it just the familiar? The same old, the unchanging traditions, everything exactly where you expect it to be? Or do you see a new beginning? Jesus, the light of the world, the Lamb of God, come to take away the sins of the world. Christmas is about Jesus, and he's waiting for you to take another look at him and raise your expectations of who he can be to you.